Good morning. It is Saturday, the 30th of March. Got three plays for you today. We have to give you a parlay because that's our format for the last several months. And I'm going to give you the two college plays today. I got to tell you, though, first, I just had a great podcast. I said, when I listen to this over before I post it, this is going to be one of the better ones I've had. And then I hear nothing but vocal fry, something wrong with the microphone situation, which I've had recently. I did just throw this in the garbage. I don't know. But we're going to go over again. All right, so here's the deal. Yesterday, the one sport that probably everyone wanted me to do really well in went 0-3, including the podcast parlay as a loser. Everything else was smoking. Only one loss in baseball, 3-0 in NBA. There was no hockey play yesterday. There was one game, no play. So, disappointing. As I mentioned, and I don't want to pat myself on the back like I did recently, talking about our winning record, which is significant. Talking about our unit bet plus minus, which is significant. Talking about the 21-game hockey winning streak, which is extremely improbable. Highly unlikely, but factual. And 8 straight winning days, blah, blah, blah. All right, so let's get into it. Let me give you the two basketball picks, and then I'll talk about the one parlay, and that's that. So as I said, 0-3 yesterday in college basketball. That is the exact opposite of what everyone was looking for. Swept the NBA, etc., blah, blah, blah. All right, as I've said for years in this podcast, postseason sports is more for enjoyment than for betting profits. It's not a hard, fast rule, but it's good to keep in mind. Taking dogs is also a good rule of thumb. Let the public load up on the favorites. Going against the current mantra is also a good idea. What is the current mantra? Well, that UConn is the greatest thing since sliced bread. That Alabama is the greatest show on wood. A play on the greatest show on turf of the St. Louis Rams from a few decades back. You know what? Seldom does 0.0% interest in defense get you advanced wins in the show. Bye-bye, Bama. As far as UConn and Illinois, UConn hasn't faced anybody. They've been demoralizing and demolishing those teams. Illinois has been pretty good, too. They haven't played a great schedule, but they played a decent schedule. High seeds don't play great teams until now. This will be UConn's first challenge. You could look at head-to-head. They both played Northwestern. Obviously, Illinois did it because they're in the same conference. And UConn did not have too much trouble with Northwestern, although they were the biggest challenge for them, much more than San Diego State, as a rematch of last year's title game. And Illinois, well, you could take it plus or minus. They crushed them by 30 once. 15 was the margin, I believe, in UConn, Northwestern. But they also went to overtime against Northwestern. So split the difference if you want. But splitting the difference does not equal 9 points better. That's a very simple analysis there. That's not what I'm talking about. But the bottom line is this, because I'm going to have to cut to the chase here. I don't know. I don't know how long the last one was. I think it was the right length. But I had to tape all over it anyway, record all over it. Bet number one, Illinois plus 9. That price available at Caesars. Illinois plus 9 for one unit. Bet number two, Clemson plus 3.5 for one unit. That price, that line was available everybody, everywhere except Caesars. So Caesars for the plus 9 in Illinois and anywhere else for Clemson plus 3.5. And those are the two college plays. I feel good about them because we are doing everything right on those podcasts. Does that mean I go 2-0? No. Unicorns don't exist. You can't just snap your fingers. But the thing is, you're looking for an edge. You want to make sure you're betting on something that's better than 50-50 coin flip. And postseason sports frequently are coin flips. But I think we have a lot working in our favor here. We have a lot of Bama, the juggernaut, thinking. And Clemson has just been an afterthought. Who's thinking about Clemson? And it's common to think that the Big Ten's overrated. Bet against the Big Ten. Bet on UConn because they're, you know, the college version of a basketball god. That's just not the case. I'll take both dogs. I think Alabama actually loses. I don't think UConn loses, but it's going to be closer than you think. All right, let's move on to the parlay. Everybody else can sign out if you're done. It's a hockey parlay. It is the only parlay I have on any sport of any kind, so that's the one you're getting. And it is Edmonton minus 1.5, so the puck line play at Edmonton, and St. Louis money line paired up. So puck line for Edmonton, money line for St. Louis, paired up at minus 106 for one unit. This is pretty simple. Edmonton's spot here is, you could say, gorgeous. They're at home against Anaheim. Things are starting to click now. They've had some internal struggles with Evander Kane. Is he in or is he out? Is he on board? Is he a team player? Well, the last game, they said they held him out of game, a healthy scratch. He came back, lots of shots on goal, lots of solid hits, good energy. That is perfect timing for this team. They are at home, as I said, against Anaheim. They're going to swallow them whole. So we can't play minus 600 for Edmonton, and we can't play minus 1.5 at minus 210, although both would be winning bets, obviously. Otherwise, I wouldn't be playing them here. But we're going to pair up that minus 1.5 on Edmonton to get a better price. What am I going to pair it with? Well, we need something that's not just a throw-in. Throw-ins are how you lose bets. It's St. Louis versus San Jose. St. Louis is at home. San Jose on a 9-game losing streak on the road. St. Louis is going to swallow them whole, likely by two, but I don't need to pair up two or more goal margins here. So we'll take the 2-goal margin for Edmonton and the single goal margin for St. Louis, getting us minus 106, and we'll take the win. Good luck.